top of Yud Tes Amud Aleph. You gotta go.
All
right, nice to have you.
Like the very top, like
Tanarabana? Second line.
Next time, ask
him
about Mashiach.
Yeah, exactly. Tanarabana, Kli Shinitim Amir Yom Tov, if something which has become Tame before Yantif started, so you're not even allowed to do tefillah, you're not allowed to put in the mikvah, even during Benesh Mashos. We had said you can't put on in Yantif. Now we're saying not even in Benesh Mashos. Rabbi Shimon Shizuri Omer Af Bechol Inmat Bionoso. Mibnei Shetzarech Harev Shemesh. Rabbi Shimon Shizuri says that even on a weekday, you shouldn't do it during Benesh Mashos, because you need to allow it to go through a sun going down. We don't pass like this, at least nowadays. But the point is that if you were to do it during your Benesh Mashos, so it would be a suffix whether or not the sun has gone down on it, right? Is it true that the first time it doesn't require it? So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Ashkach Tinhu L'Rabbanu Kamri, They disagree between the Tanakam and Reb Shimon Shazuri. They disagree if the person's own activities can sort of be a clarifier. What are we talking about? If we see that the person took something in his hand that he's going to do tevila on, and it's banish mashlos lads bule, and he's going during banish mashlos to dip it. Mar savar hide the karai va'azil made the yada debay harav shemesh. Right, the fact that he's going and he's running is clear that he's trying to get there as soon as possible in order to accomplish the Harav Shemesh, right? So that he can get it there in the mikveh first, and then the sun will set, right? It'll be the next day. Okay.
Is that okay?
The fact that's the first opinion. That's the first opinion of the Tanakama. That the fact that he's running is clear that he knows that's what's necessary. And we know, therefore, the fact that he's running, he's not going to use it until after Banish Mashos. However, Marsavar Machmas Malachta Hudakarait.
And maybe I misunderstood what you said, but according to this, it says that he won't use it that first night, but he's going to wait till the next night to use it.
Meaning the fact that he's trying to get it in before that day starts.
He knows already it's Banish Mashos. He knows it. But he wants to finish the tefillah, so he's going to give it this waiting period, but he won't use it that night, he'll use it the next night.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it says here. At least that's what I'm understanding.
Yeah, so it's like this. The fact that he's running, right? He sees the sun is setting, right? Dramatic scene. The sun is setting. He's trying to run to the mikveh, put his thing in, but he gets there and he doesn't do it. It's already shkia passed. The fact that he was running in order to get it in before shkia means that once now it's after shkia, we know that he's going to be careful, right?
We know he's going to be careful
because he was trying to get it in before shkia, and now he missed it.
Right.
So now we know that he's going to be careful to only use it the next day because he missed it. However, Mar Savar, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri says, when he sees that guy running, he's not running because of Shkia. We assume he's running for something else. Because Machmas Malachtahu Dekarahit. And therefore, maybe he's not trying to get it in before Shkia, meaning he doesn't know the halacha about Shkia. And therefore, says Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, we're not going to allow people to do tefillah during Banish Mashos, lest they use the item too quickly. V'aminolahu Anna, and we said, Va'amina lahu Anna, and we said to them, and I said to them, it's not true. Everyone agrees that
even
Rav Shimon Shazuri agrees that we can, if the guy is running, we'll see that he's careful about Shkia. Ki pligi, de kagon to eat tame, when in the past it was already tame. That it became tummy with something with less of a shear.
Okay, so here's another comment. It says here, basically, that when you are tahor something,
yeah,
it does not become tahor until nightfall. which is why,
in an ideal sense,
he wouldn't use it until the next night.
Right.
Because he started doing it part of this night.
Right, you have to wait until the sun sets. But if you only get it into the mikveh after the sun already sets, then you have to wait another day till the next sunset. So here, I think what it's saying is that everyone agrees that the person is careful about shkia. And if he would be running, we could assume that he would be running for the sake of getting it before shkia. Now he's not getting it before shkia. What are we talking about here? When do they disagree? They disagree when it became tamei with a little bit of a bug, like a little bug touched it. And they came to ask the Rabbanan, asked the Chachamim, what do they do with this? So itame olo. Is it become tame? Mar savar midahalo gamir harif shemesh namilo gamir. From the fact that he doesn't know the shear, right? Because technically it's less than the shear, right? I think is what we're saying. Meaning, right? The guy comes and says, "My pot touched this little bug." Well, that's not a problem. It's a little bug. But the fact that he doesn't know that the little bug is not a problem, maybe he also doesn't know that you have to wait until Shkia. So that's what their word is. Samar Savar, who Savar, Midahalo Gomer, he didn't know this. Harav Shemesh Namilo Gomer, so he doesn't know the Shkia thing. Umar Savar, Hahudlo Gomer, Ha Harav Shemesh Gomer. But the Tanakama thinks, no, you might not know the shear, maybe you're not a bucky in taking measurements, but in terms of Sukkah. But in terms of shkia, everybody knows about shkia. That's a halacha people are familiar with, that you have to do things beforehand. Okay, so that's the machlokas. Umatvil mi gav legav. So we had said that you can do tefillah from gav legav, back to back. So what does that mean? Tanur Rabbanan, ketsa mi gav legav. What does that mean? Harotza lasos gito agav kado. Someone who's making who's putting inside of the mikvah, in order to use it. In order to use to crush grapes and olives,
the wine press,
some kind of press, the kado al gav gito, and what does that mean? Kado, his pitcher,
right.
On top of his,
that means if you
the press,
immersed for the purpose of his pitcher.
So what does that mean practically in a physical sense? What's he trying to do?
He wanted to immerse his pitcher, make a tar for one purpose, and now wants to use it for another purpose. So let's say maybe originally he wasn't wanting to use his pitcher to... He tumbled it for the purpose of using it for wine, and instead he decided to use it for something else.
If you want to be machmir and do another tefillah for a different purpose, using that same utensil for a different purpose, you're allowed to. Right? So basically, the kli is already tahor for one purpose, and now you're changing its purpose, you want to do another tefillah. So we say, oh, it's already tahor, basically, for the first purpose, you're allowed to do it for the second one, because that's not a real change.
So
it's
you
already
have
tahor.
To title it a second time? Or you do
no, you're allowed to. I don't know if you have to. Do you have to? I don't even know why you're just doing another tefillah.
So
you don't have to, he just wants to?
You may do this on Yom Tov itself.
Right, you're allowed to do it. The question is why you would want to do it.
You may do so without immersing the utensil at some
time.
Osa. What? Someone basically wants to use a tefillah for one thing, wants to use it for another thing. Osa, you may do so without immersing the utensil at second time.
Osa, without another tefillah. But therefore, you're allowed to do another tefillah.
So this is the reason. Because the...
Right. He wants to do it again for some reason. I don't know why.
I'm going
to
tell you the reason.
Okay.
Because the owner thinks that he's repairing the utensil by toivling it for a second.
It's just his own little psychosis.
Correct.
He thinks that he's got to do it again because he's doing it.
No one would see my master of the Mishnah, before the Mishnah to teach this rule. The Mishnah wishes to teach that this second version is permitted despite the fact that the owner thinks
meaning,
he's preparing.
I want to put it in the mikvah because I've got my own mishigas. You don't really have to. So now the question is he allowed to? I've got a mishigas to put in the mikvah. But we said you're not allowed to do tefillah on Yom Tov.
If you wouldn't have to, then it would be wrong.
Right. If you really need to put in the mikvah, that's a problem. But now, because you, the only reason you're doing it is because of mishigas, you're allowed to, because you're not really doing anything.
So then, but that seems to me counterproductive. We have so many halakhos that we don't want people to do.
Good, that's a good question. That's it's like a Marasayan thing. Like, you're teaching this guy he's allowed to put something in the mikvah. He thinks you got to put it in the mikvah, so now he thinks you could put it in the mikvah.
Right, seems to be.
Yeah, I don't know, it's interesting.
Not a good thing to do.
Right. So it just seems like bad. I don't know about Tosif, but it's sort of, you know, bad policy.
Because he might come to think that, okay, I could do this and I could do something else, because in his mind, everything he's doing is repairing.
Right.
We're going to talk about
Okay, I don't know. Either way, you'll have to do it because it doesn't really effectuate a significant change. So, ketzad mechabur lechabur. What does that mean from chabur to chabur? Presumably, it's referring to a chabur of the Karm Pesach. So, haya ocha bechabur azu. Verotzalecha bechabur acheres harshus piado. If he wants to eat different chabur, he's allowed to.
That's like doing that Tarshish Dharma with a different group.
Well, how is he allowed to, though? Human shoes.
So her sister doesn't have permission to do without having to work with the other. Halachically, are you allowed to title something on Yom Tov?
No.
But you can title yourself.
Yeah, that's what the Mishnah had said.
Huh?
That was the Mishnah. I said 2 days ago.
The person can, but you can't title an item.
You can't title an item, no. Because it looks like you're fixing it. Okay, so you're already good, but if, let's say, you want to change your chabura from one to another, just like the guy who wants to tovel his things, so you can tovel yourself and the utensils too.
It says you don't have to tovel.
But you don't have to. Yeah. Same thing. It's just in regards to the chabura.
You don't have to tovel yourself, and you don't have to tovel your utensils.
But if you want to, you can. Also, not a big chiddush. Just teaching us that you can allow the person their own mishigas. Okay, Beishame Omrim, new Mishnah. we have karbanos that you have to bring on Yantif. Three different types of karbanos. You have olas ru'ia, the shlamim, and the shlamim for the chagiga, the shlamim for the simcha, and then the olas ru'ia. Okay, so an ola, shlamim, and shlamim. Ve'shami orim mevi'in karban, mevi'in shlamim, ve'ein somchan alein. You can bring the shlamim on Yantif. There's no problem because the karban is already the karban is going to be brought, but is going to also allow you to eat meat. And when anything is for the sake of food, you're allowed to do on yantif. But ein somchan alein, you're not allowed to do the smicha. The smicha is where you lean on the animal, right? You're not allowed to move animals on Shabbos and yantif, so you're not allowed to do that. Okay.
Because they're moksha?
Yeah. Not getting into pets right now, but yeah, it's relevant. So Gemara says about lo olos, but not an ola. Why? Because you're not eating any of the meat. The ola, all the meat is burned up. So an ola has to be brought before Yantif. I believe that's when you usually would bring it. Because you're not going to eat any of it, so there's no heter v'ochan. Beisol omrim, mevi'in shlam uve'olos v'soch malayim. Beisol says you can do whatever you want. All right, Gil's new favorite personality. Beisol says you can do it. Beisol allows you to bring all karbanos on Yantif, and you're even allowed to do smicha. Says the Gemara, Arma Ula Machlokas B'Sham Echagiga Lismoch. It's a machlokas to do smicha on the chagiga, the olas ru'ia likarev, and even to bring the ola in the first place, right? The shlamim, everyone agrees you can bring it because you're going to get some meat out of it. But the ola, it's not 100% clear if you can bring it in the first place. D'mei Sham Esamre V'chagosem Chagla Hashem Chagiga in olas ru'ilo. You bring the chagiga, right? Chag LaHashem is referring to the chagiga, right? So this is a pet peeve of mine. I've talked about it before. You don't say Chag Sameach on Hanukkah. It's not a chag. A chag means chagiga. You bring a chagiga or not? You also similarly don't say Chag Sameach on Rosh Hashanah because you don't bring a chag. You don't bring a chagiga, right? Only the Shalosh Regalim say Chag Sameach. So that's what this passage. Chag LaHashem is a Chag LaHashem. That's referring to the chagiga. So what does that mean? Chagiga in olas ru'ilo. You can bring the chagiga, but you cannot bring the olo. Beisol savri la Hashem. Kol de la Hashem. Anything close to Hashem you can bring. Aval nedar medavos divrei kol im akrivim v'yamitov. But a voluntary karban, which is not a mitzvah, which is not an obligation, so then you're not allowed to bring it. That's according to Beisol. V'chein amr v'adabar. Hav nedar medavos akrivim v'yamitov. He also similarly says you can't bring any vow or voluntary carbon on Yatameisev. No, they don't disagree. According to Reb Shimon Elazar, both Beisham and Beis Hillel agree you don't bring an Ola. That you're not allowed to bring, even though our Mishnah said you are allowed to bring an Ola.
Brought every day, including Shabbos.
Well, we're talking about the Ola Asur Iya. The Ola Asur Iya. What?
We're talking about private Ola?
It's an individual one. I don't know what you mean by private. It's still a halacha. It's still an obligation, but it's supposed to be brought before Yantif.
Right, but I thought a communal Ola is brought every single day, including Shabbos.
Yeah, that's an Ola Tamid. This is the Ola Asur Iya. The special carbon, when you come to the Beis HaMikdash, you got to bring a carbon. Right? Lo yeru panai reikam. You can't come empty-handed to the Beis HaMikdash. That's a separate individualized carbon. So that's what we're talking about here. So according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, even Beis Hillel says you're not allowed to bring a...
When I said private, I meant individual.
Yeah, yeah. Well, here, it's even talking about al she'ina she'yamtov, she'ina krevim yamtov. Right? That's referring to a neder. That's not the Yom Tov one, right? That's the Ola She'ena Shal Yom Tov. She'ena Krevim Al Shlam She'en Shal Yom Tov. She'krevim Bi Yom Tov. The Shlam, which is for Yom Tov, that can be brought in Yom Tov, even according to Beis Shammai. Aman Nechleku Al Ola She'hi Shal Yom Tov. That's the one we're talking about in our Mishnah. The Ola of the Yom Tov itself. That's the one Beis Hillel Beis Shammai disagree about. Beis Hillel says you can bring, Beis Shammai says you cannot, because again, if there's no ochal nefesh, you're not going to eat any of it. V'yal shlamim she'ena shel yom tov. And similarly, a shlamim, which is voluntary, but is also being done on yantif. Right? Why would you think? She'be shamai omrim lo yavi. Be shamai says, no, you don't need to bring that on yantif. There's no purpose to it. You're not allowed to do it. Be'sil omrim yavi. Be'sil says, you can do it. Why? Because the shlamim, you're allowed to eat the meat. So just like you shecht any animal for the sake of the meat, you could bring a carbon for the sake of the meat too.
Why isn't that Simcha Shantov?
According to Beis Hillel, it is. In times of Beis HaMikdash, however, the Simcha Shantov that you get is from the Shalmei Chagiga, which is a different carbon. This is a Shlomim just because you want to bring a Shlomim, a random Shlomim.
So this is just a general question, a general point of discussion. You can't get past the guards when you want to give a carbon. How are you going to bring it in, if you're not supposed to do it? Well, you go to the Beis HaMikdash.
Now we're trying to figure out if you're supposed to do it.
Huh?
Whatever we conclude here, that's what we're going to tell the guard. All right? So we're going through that conversation now.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Are you allowed to do it or not? Beis Hillel says yes, and the guard would let him go through. Beis Shammai would say no. So you got to get the right guard. Right? It's like picking the right bank teller, right? You got to get the right person. So Taras Imhachi says the Gemara say like this. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, lo nechum Beis Shammai Beis Hillel al ola ushlom she'en shel yom tov. They don't disagree about a shlamim which is not for yantif. She'en krev yomtov. Even Beis Hillel agrees if the shlamim is not specific to yantif, I mean it's not the chagiga, but it's just your random animal that you had in your backyard. You want to bring it because you happen to be in your shlamim that day. So no, you can't just bring random karbanos. You can't just bring your own personal karban if it's a shlamim. They agree with that. Al shlam she'en shel yomtov she'krevim biyomtov. And then they also agree that a shlam of yantif can definitely be brought. That's a shlam chagiga. You're going to be eating from it. It's for yantif that you can bring. Almal nechleku. What do they disagree about? Al ola shehi shel yomtov. Only about the ola sri'iyah.
Because it's burnt up?
Because it's completely burnt up. You're not going to eat any of it.
But if it's specifically ola shel yomtov.
You're supposed to bring her before. Shabbe shame omrim lo yavi ubeisil omrim yavi. And according to that, Beis Hillel says you can bring that too. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Tanai Shekalt Me'alma. Tanai Shekalt Me'alma.
Are you removing Tanoim from the world? I think it's a...
Yeah, you're right. It's like a... It's a
flippant comment.
Yeah, but what does it mean? Meaning that you had to change the whole Brisa to make it all make sense. But why are you changing the brisa? Tanaihi, it's a machlokas tanaim. Titania, shlomim habay machmas yom tov, bi yom tov, beishami or mesomach leim erev yom tov, shochtim yom tov. Right? If they come for the sake of yantif, the shlomim, so then you'll have to bring it. Beisil omrim, somach leim bi yom tov, shochtim yom tov. Oh, the point is that this is an explicit brisa. Well, why are you taking the statement from Mishum HaMalazar and twisting it to say what you wanted to say? This Braisa says exactly what you just said. Right? This Braisa says, Beishamai tells you, you're allowed to bring a Shlamim as long as it's for the sake of Yantif. But if it's a Shlamim which is not necessarily for the sake of Yantif, if it's a shlamim which is for Yantif, meaning that it's the Chagiga, so then you have to do smicha before Yantif, and you shecht it on Yantif. Beis Hillel says that you do the smicha even on Yantif, and you can shecht it on Yantif. Aval nedar min adavos, but when it comes to a voluntary carbon, divrei hakol in kriyas Yantif. Even Beis Hillel says you're not allowed to bring a voluntary carbon on Yantif. Right? That's completely unnecessary. V'hani tanai. And the following Tanayim disagree also. Kihani Tanai, Vahani Tanai, Haini Tanai. That this Machlokas from that Braisa is similar to the following Machlokas. Tanya in Mavin Toda B'chag HaMatzos. Are you allowed to bring a carbon Toda on Pesach? B'mei Chamit Sheba. The carbon Toda, you have to bring a bunch of loaves of bread. V'lo Batzeres. And also similarly, you're not allowed to bring the carbon toda on Shavuos, Mibnei Shu Yom Tov, because it's Yantif, and you can't bring it on Yantif itself. Maybe Adam Tadasa B'chaga Sukkos, but you're allowed to bring the carbon toda on Sukkos. This is a good trivia question. Which of the three regalim are you allowed to bring a carbon toda?
Okay, well, for Pesach, it's because it's Chametz.
Pesach Chametz. Shavuos because it's Yantif. You can't bring it on Yantif. Sukkot is because
you could bring
a Chol Moed. Yeah. The only time you bring a Karban Toda is on Chol Moed Sukkot. Interesting. Because it's also voluntary. You could, well, sort of. Right? You have to bring it, but you can choose when to do that. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Harehu Omer, B'chag Hamatz, B'chag Shavuos, B'chag Sukkot. Kol sheba b'chag hamatzos, ba b'chag shavuos v'chag sukkos. V'chol shelo ba b'chag hamatzos, ein ba b'chag shavuos v'chag sukkos. The pasuk tells us in, where is this pasuk? Probably Re, if I had to guess.
I'm not sure, what's your question?
Ekev Ure. I don't know what, Devarim Tezayin. What parsha is that? I think it's Re.
Deuteronomy 16:16?
Yeah. Where's their Parshios thing? I think the holiday thing. I would think it's Re. Either way, so it says over there all three holidays listed together. As we say in Musaf. No, Devarim. In Devarim.
Oh,
right, they're all connected to each other, and therefore, they all connect to each other to teach us halacha that if something can be brought in Yantif of Pesach, it can be brought in Yantif of Shavuos and Sukkos. So here, when it comes to the carbon toda, you're not allowed to bring it even on Sukkos, even during Chol Hamoed. Whereas the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Omer, maybe Adam Tadaso b'chag Sukkos v'yotzi b'yidei chavas mishum simcha. You could bring your carbon toda on Sukkos, and also thereby be yotzi your carbon shlamim. Or no, you could be yotzi your simcha generally. Ve'ein yotzi ba mishum chagiga. But you can't use the carbon toda to be yotzi your chagiga. So you'd have to still bring the chagiga anyway, so you can use that for your simcha too. Figured out? No? Pretty.
You talking about
Devarim 16, yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Here's.
Yeah, but what parsha is it? No.
Isn't that,
It's you. I think it's Re, but it could be Akev.
I think you're right. I'm pretty sure you're right.
All right. Either way. Omar Mar.
I'm pretty sure you're right.
You can't bring a carbon toda on Pesach because of the chametz. Only two times a year that we don't say the Tehillim 100. What are they? Mizmor Lasoda, you say it. You don't say it on Erev Pesach.
Erev Yom Kippur.
Or Erev Yom Kippur. Both because you can't eat it the next day.
Uh-huh.
Right? On Yom Tov itself, you can't say it on Pesach either. And on Yom Kippur, you don't say it because it's Yom Tov. But you could technically do it later. But if you're not allowed, if you're not able to eat the bread later, so then you can't bring the carbon now. So we don't say the Mizrach Soda. Right? That's what do you daven before drinking Coca-Cola? Mizrach Soda. That's an East Coast joke. You hear they call it pop. Mizrach pop. So Amar of Ada Berei de Rav Yitzchak. If you Amri La Rav Shmuel Bar Abba. Ha Chabar Ba Asar Askinan. V'kasavra im mevin kashim leves hapsul. We're talking the 14th of Nisan, that you're not allowed to bring carbon toda, even on the 14th, because the next day you're not going to be able to. The next day you're not going to be able to eat it, right? Because let's say you bring a carbon toda on Erev Pesach, the next day you're just going to have to leave it there because you can't eat it. So if you can't eat it, so then aim avin kachin leves absul. So the chiddush is not that you can't bring a carbon toda on Pesach. Of course you can't bring a carbon toda on Pesach.
It's chametz.
It's chametz. We're saying you can't even bring it on Erev Pesach. And that's why we don't say Mizrach Soda.
I was wondering why I'm considering halal on Pesach. Halal is bakhtar al
Talking generally. It's a good point. It's a good point. I know what you're saying.
It's like, why don't I come to your shir? It says, Mizmor Shir with David.
For David?
Yes.
Oh, for you. Mizmor Shir with David. Okay.
That was a joke I used to use.
Okay. Ms. Morshir, I got it. V'lo ba'atzeres, and not on Shavuos M'desh v'yom tov. K'sarv n'yadam r'davos en k'rib m'yom tov. You don't bring a carbon toda, which is itself voluntary. Because you can bring, well, it's not voluntary, but it's not time-bound in the same way. And therefore, you're not allowed to bring it on yom tov. Aval mev adam todas v'chak asukos. Emas, ilim v'yom tov asva. When are you going to bring your carbon toda on yom tov on sukkos? If you're going to say it's on yom tov itself, you can't bring it on Yom Tov. It must be that you're bringing the carbon toda on Chol HaMoed. Because it's voluntary, you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov, on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Harehu Omer V'chag Maz V'chag Shavuos V'chag Sukkos. Doesn't it say this juxtaposition between three holidays, meaning Kol Shabbat V'chag Hamitz Matzos V'chag Shavuos V'chag Sukkos, V'chol Bar Karbon Shalo V'chag Matzos V'chag Eno V'chag Shavuos V'chag Sukkos. If you can't bring something on Pesach, you're not supposed to be able to bring it on Shavuos or Sukkos. So why are you telling me that you're going to bring the carbon toda on Chol HaMoed?
Because of the pasuk.
Because the pasuk. The pasuk says what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Right.
Right. If this is no good for Pesach, it's no good for, it can't be good for Chol HaMoed Sukkos either. So maskef la Rabbi Zeira, wait a second. Hasha saluye salute misaltinan. Nedar medavos mibaya. So it says, so that was a kasha that just Rabbi Shimon disagrees. But Rabbi Zera comes along and says about to Rabbi Shimon, wait a second. Right now, we're collecting wood, salute misaltinan. How do you translate that, salute misaltinan?
Gather wood during Chol. Now, if, okay, hashta salus, now if we may, even gather wood during Chol.
Salute misaltinan means you gather wood? Interesting. I just don't know what the word is. The word usually sounds like flower, right? Soles. But, okay, salute misaltinan. If we're not even allowed, or if gathering wood is allowed.
Well, it says here, so the commentary, this is so, even if the wood is attached to the ground, as the Gemara states elsewhere in Moed Katan, that one is permitted to uproot plants from the ground.
Right. So if you're allowed to chop wood,
if they'll be used on Chol HaMoed,
if you're allowed to chop wood, which is not even a mitzvah, there's no mitzvah to chop wood.
Right.
You're preparing for a mitzvah. So if you're allowed to prepare for a mitzvah, all the more so you should be able on Chol HaMoed. All the more so you should be able to bring a carbon, which is a mitzvah itself. So Amar Abaye, and therefore, he's saying to Rabbi Shimon, you're not going to let them bring a carbon toda on Sukkos. You're going to let them cut the wood, but you're not going to let them bring a carbon toda.
Because the implication is if you can't bring it on Pesach, it's rules, you can't bring
right,
it.
Right, right. That's what Rabbi Shimon has said.
Is this part of a chol or prod of chol or something like that?
It could be. Sometimes that's running subtly.
When you make a statement and then you give two different examples.
That's an interesting point. I don't know.
I mean, I don't remember exactly which one of those.
I never know how to apply those. Sometimes the Gemara uses it, sometimes it doesn't.
Sometimes will explicitly tell
right,
you.
Right, and then sometimes it's running on the background, you don't know.
Very difficult.
Yeah.
Right, it's confusing.
So either way, so Amar Abaye b'hakrava, when it comes to actually bringing the karba, kuli amalo pligi d'shari. That everyone agrees. You're allowed to bring the karban. Even Rabbi Shimon says you're allowed to. However, ki pligi lemekam alei b'bal ta'acher. What is the halacha in terms of delaying the karban? Meaning, let's say you made a neder. I think you technically have three yantifs in order to accomplish that neder. Right? So if you make a neder now, before Sukkos, so you've got until Shavuos. I think it's until Shavuos to figure it out. Oh, well, we're going to say it now. Keep legally lemekam alei b'bal ta'acher. Right? But the word b'bal ta'acher is basically you can't be late in repaying your loan, right? You say to Hashem, I'm going to do this. You got to do that. Well, how long do you have to do that? So Tana Kama Sava Shalosh Regalim Amar Achmana. It says three yantifs. Afilu Shaloka Sidran. Even if they're not in order, let's say you made a shvua between yantif Pesach and Shavuos. When Pesach passes,
right? Order meaning Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot.
So Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot.
Sukkot, Pesach.
Right. Does it mean Shavuos, Sukkot, and Pesach? Or does it mean always Sukkot? Right? And therefore, the Tana Kama says you should bring your carbon Torah on Sukkot so that you're not going to miss the opportunity. If it's Pesach, you're going to lose, right? The point is that if Pesach is your last holiday, so then if the Pesach is your last holiday, you're going to miss that because it's Pesach, because it's Chametz. And therefore, Pesach is going to pass with you not bringing your carbon in time. Rabbi Shimon Savar Kisidron in Shalok Kisidron Lo.
So Rabbi Shimon says it has to be in the sequence listed in the Torah. So let's say you did your neder after Shavuos, just as an example.
Right.
You have to go through the whole cycle. You have until the following, a year and a half to do it.
Right.
Because you got to go through Pesach, Shavuos.
So right. Well, also, does it start with Pesach? Or is Pesach always just one of the three?
Pesach.
Right. According to Rabbi Shimon, it always starts with Pesach. Yeah. And therefore, he says, don't do it now, do it later, because you could always pick it up later. There's no time constraint to it. Whereas the Tana Kama says, no, you got to do it as quickly as possible. So that means even during Sukkot, you should do it. Okay, fine. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Mevi Adam Todas or Chag HaSukkos. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon says, you bring your Toda on Sukkos. Emas Yim LeBechol Shel Moed, Hainu Tana Kama. So what are you telling me? You're going to tell me the same thing that we already learned, that you can do it on Chol Hamoed? Of course we can do it on Chol Hamoed. We already said that. Ella, rather, to Yom Tov, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon is telling us you can even bring it on Yantav itself. And he paskins that you can bring a voluntary carbon even on Yantav. So Maishna Chag Sukkos Denakat, if you're allowed to bring a voluntary carbon, why did you talk about Sukkos? You could have talked about Shavuos.
You could bring a
Shavuos
then, right?
That's what the Gemara says. So Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Tamei, Detanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Lo Yomer Chag HaSukkos, Shebo HaKasu Medaber. We don't need to say the words Chag HaSukkos, because the Pasuk was already talking about Chag HaSukkos. So Lama Nemer, why does it say the words Chag HaSukkos, if presumably they're unnecessary? Lomer Shezeh Achron, that is always the end of the process, right? Pesach is the beginning of it, so this is the end of it. You have to bring your vow. You have to fulfill your vow before Sukkot ends. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Lomar Shezeh Gorim. Chag HaSukkos is the only one that can be in that can cause the violation of it. How's that different?
Because it's the last one. So isn't there somebody who holds that when it says Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, means you only have until Sukkos?
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out what's the difference between the last two opinions. The first one said, Chag HaSukkos, that the Torah is trying to tell us, that's the last one of the three.
In other words, you'd be Baal Ta'acher if you just pass Sukkos. Even if you made this neder after Shavuos.
Oh, you don't need to pass all three, just Sukkos.
If you
make the neder
the
on Rosh Hashanah,
Sukkos is the end of the
you
show.
Make a New Year's resolution on Rosh Hashanah, I'm going to bring it. You've got 2 weeks to do it.
Right.
Yeah, bad timing. Okay, interesting.
He's guilty of not delaying.
Of delaying. Okay, so the Gemara says, V'yotzei ba mishum simcha. You could use the carbon toda as your shami simcha, or as your, to fulfill your halachic requirement of simcha and yantif. V'yen yotzei ba mishum chagiga. However, you still have to bring the carbon chagiga. So pshita. Davar shebechovehu, v'chol davar shebechoveh, ena ba'el min achulin. You can't use a one carbon to fulfill another obligation.
No double dipping.
Exactly. You can't, no two for once. This is not a buy one, get one. You got to bring all of them separately. Lo tzricha da'af agaf de'parish. The point is, no, you're allowed to, you would think, let's say you designated an animal for a specific carbon, but you never actually brought it as that carbon. Now you want to bring that animal for the carbon chagiga. So say, no, you already designated it for something else. For the carbon toda, you're not allowed to use it anymore.
Once designated, that's it?
Yeah. That's the chiddush. K'debah minei Rabbi Shimon ben Alakish Rabbi Yochanan Homer harei alai toda ve'etzei ba yidei chagiga. If someone says, this animal, that I should bring a carbon toda, and I should be yotzei with it, my obligation of chagiga, so that doesn't work. Well, we haven't said it, but he's going to say it doesn't work. Hareini nazir, if somebody says, I want to be a nazir, Vagalach, and then he says, I will cut my hair?
No, I will cut my hair at the conclusion of the Zer period. That's when I will bring my offerings from monies of Meister Sheni.
Meister Sheni, Mahu. Am I allowed to basically say, I want to do those obligations through something else that I designated for some other purpose? Either the carbon, the animal, or through the money of Meister Sheni. So Amar Lei, Nador v'eno yotze. He's already bound to use those things for what they're already designated for, and you therefore can't be yotze your chagiga with it. Nazir v'eno megaleach. He's a nazir, and he can't get out of it with the Meister Sheni money.
Okay, so those are examples of where you want to change your mind.
Right. You already designated it for one thing, so it's not going to help you.
Right.
That you're going to change your mind and use it for something else. Okay, Shkayach. Back to 6 o'clock, 6:20 tomorrow.